There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Severely real. That's how there we are here to bring you into touch with reality. Wednesday, the 12th of August, on the air is Ken Kessler, along with me. The focus on that is happening. Where are we when it comes to Donald? Where are we? I want to know where we are, period. Never mind where we are with regard to life, the science of life. So let's get to what it is that's bringing thousands of people to the radio at the moment, and that is an overview in my world of what not necessarily is the number one issue of the day or the number one item of the day, although I'm sure many of you are delighted to know that Donald Trump is easily holding on to his lead in the polls. On the Republican side, Mrs. Clinton is holding on to her lead on the Democratic side, and maybe that's because she turned her email server over to the Justice Department. Rah, rah, shish, goom, bah. And what will we find? Or what will we find? What will they find? I'm not going to find out anything because I don't really care. But that's just me. Many of you seem to care about it. I don't know why. I guess it's just because you think she's a liar or she's no good or whatever you think she is. And a lot of people who think different things about these folks who are running for president. Why would they? What's the difference between Jeb Bush, Donald Trump, any of the people running on either side? Are they all the same, basically? Some people say they're all the same. Well, it depends on your measure of sameness. If you are interested in understanding their need to have control, their need to have power, their need to be acknowledged or to be seen and heard, you can say that. You certainly can say that about Donald Trump because he's been doing it most of his adult life. I think you can say it about all of them, frankly. Otherwise, they wouldn't, unless you have that, you don't do a good job as commander-in-chief. At least that's the way I look at it, but that's just me. So then what is there? We put aside politics. Put aside a lot of the bing, bang, boom in the news today. That is the who shot who. You got another more shootings and black versus white. So what really gets to the heart and soul of what today is all about? In my opinion, it's the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, and their buffoonery when it comes to the situation with them cleaning things up, supposedly. You perhaps know that the head of the EPA, Gina McCarthy, was criticized as the agency has been criticized. And once again, this is think speak. Okay, so what didn't they do? They did not alert the public about that 3 million gallons of mine waste that has contaminated the river in Colorado. The lag time is mainly due to the cautious nature of the government's efforts. Give me a break. What in the name of... You think we're all stupid? She said she was deeply sorry, and it pains her to no end to see the orange-colored toxic stream. Have you seen pictures of this, Kenny? There's a boat in it, and it looks... It looks like melted ice cream or melted, orange sherbet, as it looked like.
Something out of a science fiction movie.
Right, yeah. We're going to move as quickly as we can, she said. Her agency is working around the clock with a team of scientists and researchers to contain the spill and prevent the mine waste from moving further downstream. So what I'm trying to figure out is the water, where was it before they decided they wanted to clean it up? Where was it in a pool someplace? And how is it that, I mean, I get that they, this is one of the few areas where perhaps they ought to have been active. They are way overreaching as far as I'm concerned. But this mess started someplace. Who's responsible for the mess? They aren't. They made a mess of cleaning it up. But who made the mess in the first place? It's mine waste. Okay, so who owns the mine? We can criticize the EPA justifiably, but I don't really want to leave them all by themselves. Where did this start? How did it start? Where did it come from? These are all questions, by the way, that I have no answers to, frankly, and I haven't seen anybody who did have answers. It's a big company, and that's all I've seen. I don't know what the name of it is, and I don't know why it is the EPA's responsibility to be cleaning it up when the company, the EPA didn't make the mess. The mess was made by some company. And you know, what? Why was it 3 million gallons? What is in that stuff? Don't you want to know? I want to know what's in that stuff. Yeah, you know, it's easy to take pot shots, and it's kind of fun to take shots at the know-it-alls of the EPA. But it seems to me this goes a lot deeper than that. And my inquiring mind wants to know. There are all kinds of natural disasters, man-made disasters, things that we confront every day. One of the things that's changing is the fire situation in California, why it is as bad as it is this time around. Let's see if we can get an explanation from reporter Jake Ward, who will join us in a minute here on Good Day.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
I'd say 10,
4, 5,
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summerale?
Not Summerfest.
Terry Wheat?
Ooh, Terry Wheat.
Red Bull IPA?
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
That's crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston beer can be Boston Mass. Take it responsibly.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, filler paper and folders, just 1 cent. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Filler paper limit 3, folder limit 10. In-store only while supplies last, and 8:15.
Doug Steffens, good. Good Day program. We have the pleasure of having Jacob Ward with us now, science and technology correspondent for Al Jazeera America. He was previously editor-in-chief at Popular Science Magazine, and a science and technology analyst on the Discovery Channel, National Geographic Channel. So he's gotten an up-close look at these fires in Northern California, thousands of acres. What do we need to know, Jacob, about how these get started, what the impact is of them now and in the future?
Yeah, you know, Doug, it's been really a very new kind of fire season for California. You know, California typically has its Northern California fire season at this time of year, and then the Southern California fire season starts a little bit later. They're beginning to extend. Those two are getting to be a little bit, they're spreading out over the course of the year in a way that's got firefighters concerned. But really what we've seen, and certainly this was true of the fire that we went and covered, the Lake County fire, which at this point has consumed nearly 70,000 acres. It took about 3,000 firefighters from all across the state and the western U.S. to come and take care of it. They've just about got it contained. It's about 85% containment, but we saw it really when it was out of control about a week ago, and boy, it just was a new kind of fire. You could see these veterans of, you know, 30, 40 years saying, we haven't seen anything like this before. At one point over last weekend, they saw 20,000 acres go up in 4 to 5 hours. And that is just a whole new level of intensity, a whole new kind of violence.
What creates that, Jacob? What's making that happen?
Yeah, the idea seems to be a combination of things. One is that it is areas that have not burned in the past are catching fire now, which means that they have a tremendous amount of dry fuel. Mm-hmm. But the big culprit here, and I'm sure this is no surprise to your listeners, is climate change. It is that California's climate is changing. Basically, the big drought of the last few years has sapped the ability of trees to defend themselves against pests, bark beetles, for instance, which is killing or drying off, either drying out or outright killing a lot of trees, and certainly in the Sierra. That means that they fall over, they're dried out, they're ready to burn in a way that they haven't been in the past. They would have been able to defend themselves. So firefighters typically see a fire sweep through once and then not come back. Once they have what they call a good black around them, meaning that the earth is scorched around them, a firefighter should theoretically feel safe in that environment. Everything's burned off, no big deal. But now trees, which should survive that initial sweep, are catching fire on the way back. The canopy will burn on the way back. And so suddenly firefighters can't even trust their own training simply because of the incredible drought sort of the other side effects of a changing climate in California are changing the way that the fire actually behaves. And, you know, we're seeing, you know, injuries. We're seeing, in this case, you know, we saw the death of a firefighter in that particular fire, and another one just on Sunday. You know, it is just an even more dangerous job than it has been in the past, and that is really the scariest part of this fire.
So when do these things get under control?
Well, we're going to see them under control in the next. I mean, certainly, you know, they just fight them fire by fire. But what's incredible is you think of these guys, men and women, out on the line dealing with this. Those who were fighting the Lake County fire had to leap right over and do now what's called the Jerusalem fire. That's the top priority of Cal Fire, the state firefighting agency. The other thing to sort of take away here, Doug, is that the way, sort of what's left afterwards is very scary to scientists. Basically, Northern California, as it burns, the stuff that's growing back, according to a new University of California data study that just came out yesterday, the stuff that's growing back is the type of stuff that you would typically see in Southern California. So it means that the vegetation that you know, is basically creeping northward because the climate is, as I mentioned, changing. So you're seeing the normal shrubs and vegetation that would grow back in Northern California, not coming back. Instead, you're getting things like manzanita growing up, which is typical of Southern California. So it's literally sort of watching this curtain kind of drag northward in California and change the climate.
Well, you've given us a good overview of the situation, Jacob. Thank you. Jacob Ward, science technology correspondent for Al Jazeera here on Good Day.
Mm-hmm. Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Join the voice as Coach Adam Levine's advisor. So, this is Adam Levine. How does that work? How he's advising not Adam Levine on how to sing and no. How things are going with Maroon 5.
So here's what happens.
Yeah, okay.
The teams get picked, and then in the second round, before they start battling each other to start narrowing down the field, these mentors help the coaches train their singers to give the best possible performance.
Is that Kara singing or is that Roberta singing?
That was Roberta.
Really? Not bad, Roberta. All right, let's see here. What else is going on The Voice? Selena Gomez is going to join Coach Gwen Stefani. I understand they're having an affair. Is that why she got a divorce from her husband?
No.
You sure?
She and Selena Gomez are not having an affair.
You sure?
Her husband apparently had an affair, and apparently
with Selena Gomez?
With a boy.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, then it would be all things right, Selena have an affair with Gwen.
Okay.
Right.
So let me ask you this question.
Please.
What happens on The Voice with the mentors?
The mentors work with the main coaches to help
to
them
what?
Make the presenters better.
Okay.
How's that?
Good. You were listening.
Huh. Trying not to.
You fake it well.
I've been doing this for a long time, remember? All right, let's see who else here. Missy Elliott is going to mentor for Pharrell.
Love her. I know
you heard about it. You don't like it when I pray. It's Pharrell. Yeah, it is Pharrell. Yeah. So tell me the story of Missy Elliott because I don't know. She's the only one here I don't know much about.
She's a rapper. She's a female rapper who had a lot of great success. She was very famous probably in the early 2000s. That was when she really.
Rapper? I haven't even met her. Did I close the other one that I did in the last hour?
25 past the hour.
Actually, 26 past. Can't even thank you for the save. All right, do we have some Pharrell Williams music here?
It's Pharrell, Doug.
Just kidding.
Come on, you're confusing me now.
It's Pharrell.
Nice going. See, I think this is... That's the kind of stuff that has such a long life, and it's so valuable for us just to have this. This is a smiley song. That's what this is. Remember when the Chinese kids got it? Where the Chinese or Iranian kids got into trouble last year?
Same difference.
Yeah,
foreigners.
Maybe. Yeah. Foreigners.
Oh, boy. Move along here. Move along.
Joke, Roberta. Joke.
Brad Paisley is going to advise Blake Shelton.
Oh, double deal for me. Like you're going to beat in that sandwich.
Really? This is Brad Paisley. So is he as famous as Blake Shelton, do you think?
Yes.
Really?
Blake Shelton has become... Brad Paisley was more famous than Blake for many years. Blake is probably now more famous.
So is Brad hanging around with Blake's ex-wife?
No. Brad Paisley's married to Kimberly Williams, who's on Nashville.
That doesn't mean that he can't be hanging around with Blake Shelton's wife. All right. So that's Brad Paisley. What does Blake Shelton sound like?
Blake Shelton.
Oh, that's Blake?
Yeah.
Did we hear from Brad?
Yeah, you just heard Tick. Remember Tick?
Yeah. I had one yesterday. I pulled out my leg. Maroon 5.
Big umbrella.
Who? Now you're trying to get me off. You're trying to unbalance me. Maroon 5 revealed the information on Monday on Twitter. And so all of this stuff starts with The Voice's new season on September 21st. For those of you who are interested for your listening and dancing pleasure, that's the story of The Voice, all the advisors, all the coaches, all the great people that will be there. So either be there or be square. Can you get a podcast of this? You probably can, right? Download it the next day if you want.
NBC.com, I think, yeah.
28 after on DougStephan.com.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Many know Ed Shames as one of the Band of Brothers in World War II and a decorated American hero. But at the start of the war, he considered becoming a Canadian fighter pilot.
Canada had ads in newspapers and magazines. They were looking for Spitfire fighter pilots. And, of course, at that time, they would take somebody out of the kindergarten if they thought they could qualify.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Ed Shames, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. you'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler, who is the person in charge of Facebook and Twitter and other social media here on this program. You can get to him by sending him a note, Facebook, or just commenting on things that we are following. One of them is this pollution in Colorado. Another one is the situation with Hillary Clinton and the email server, the usual Donald Trump. And then various and other ancillary things that don't seem that stuff to me. I've been doing this a long time, and I sometimes wonder at what it is that gets people going. You know, it just is because people listen to me, and I figure one of the reasons they listen to me is because they have an affinity for my way of thinking about things, although I don't want everybody to think it would be a horrible world if we all agreed on everything. It would be a very dull world, let's put it that way, very uninteresting. So I'm not really that interested in having everybody go along with me, but I do think that there is a general feeling that those people who listen to a program like this listen to it because there is something philosophically that they think is cool. So, I tend not to want to go down the mainstream road, even though I feel like I have to from time to time, because I want to make sure I'm touching on all the high spots. So, the Clinton email server, yep. The black and white issue, yep. The president said something about that yesterday. He said it's been going on for decades. Mr. President, it's been going on for centuries. It's been going on since the beginning of time. Men have enslaved other men since there was the same, as I was talking about before, the reference to power and control. It's all about power and control. Isn't all of our life about power and control, in a sense? Yes, no, maybe?
Sure.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
It is. I have control of this program. Does it make me powerful? I don't look at it that way. I just want to make sure that we do things in an efficient and smooth way, and that you get your needs out of listening to the program. And it can be for lots of different reasons that you listen. As I said, this is a diverse group of people that I have on the air with me, and we go down various streets. For example, as I look around at your health and well-being, one of the things that is now starting to really motivate me, and a friend of mine sent me a picture of his new grandson yesterday afternoon, I think, got a new what a wonderful looking youngster. And I'm very fortunate to have a healthy and happy grandson, about 7.5 months old. Same thing with him. You look at that and you think about what your children are going to do to raise their children. You think about that, Kenny, with the two that you have? What kind of parents are they going to be?
Yeah, I do think about that. I hope that they're not going to be parents soon.
Yeah. Right, because they're young. Right, but they're...
Yeah.
What kind... And it'll depend on how well you did as a parent, I think. When I look at my daughter, I think I take great satisfaction in what a wonderful mother she has become. And I will tell you that I didn't know... It wasn't that I thought she wouldn't be a good mother. I didn't really know... But there was plenty of plenty of people who supported her, or who were ready in our family to support her if she needed it. But she doesn't need it. So now the focus is back on me and what it means to me to have a grandchild. I have found already plenty of joy, and now I'm looking into ways of being more involved when I'm there, at least, which isn't much during the good weather months because I have my farm on the East Coast and much of my life is involved in the East Coast, but my children are there and I want to pay attention to them. And thinking about grandchildren, I can't imagine myself raising a grandchild, although many of you are doing that, aren't you? This is the way of the world. There are a lot of people who are bringing their children back to their home. Maybe that the children are single and they need a little help. So there's a growing number of grandparents that spend their retirement years caring for grandchildren now. And there is some health research basically taking a closer look at the health effects child rearing may have on an older person. About 1 in 6 grandparents caring for a grandchild for at least 6 months of their life. That's pretty astounding, isn't it, huh? Think about that. 1 in 6 grandparents spending at least 6 months of their later years with a young grandchild. At about 6 million grandparents live with their grandchildren. 2.5 million are raising grandchildren on their own. Countless more grandparents play an unofficial parenting role, providing regular daycare and other support for their grandchildren. So, is this good? Spending a lot of time with these children? I think it's a way for most people to stay young. But there are those people who say, the health folks say, that the implications of grandparents raising their grandchildren are significant. Parenting is stressful no matter what age. It's demanding no matter what age. It presents a special challenge for those who are older. Not only does raising grandchildren disrupt your life, grandparents also lack the support from schools and peers and family members in comparison to those who are, let's say, in their 30s, younger parents. So if you're twice that age, you don't have many people who are your friends that are doing the same thing. And that's what helps a lot of younger mothers, 20s and 30s. So it's an out-of-sequence life event. By the time you're a grandparent, you're usually thinking about retirement. People have other plans. So the stress and demands of parenting a grandchild appear to take a toll on both the mental and physical health of the grandparent. The medical journal Gerontologist published a review of research on the health impact of grandparents raising their grandchildren. The vast majority of studies have shown the practice to have a significant negative impact on grandparenting. On grandparents. The incidence of depression, diabetes, high blood pressure, insomnia is greater among grandparent caregivers. One study that I look at here shows over a 20-year period, grandparent caregivers were more likely to experience poorer physical and mental health than non-caregivers. Other studies have shown that taking on parenting duties late in life strains marriages and disrupts later in life plans. The most surprising finding that I saw here, and by the way, this is a study of 50,000 nurses in the American Journal of Public Health, is that nurses who cared for grandchildren as little as 9 hours a week had a 55% increased risk for heart attacks. I don't know why that is, but it shows the challenges of caring for grandchildren means the nurses had higher stress levels and less time to exercise, sleep, take care of themselves. Perhaps that's one of the ways of looking at it. So isn't that interesting? I find it fascinating to look at it because it is such a part of our society. Up next, another medical conversation with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Drinking Pepsi, got aspartame in it. Listen carefully to what's coming up next here on Good Day.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's jumping in a pile of leaves with my kids. Strong.
Allegra D, a fast non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in 1 hour.
Yep, I am going to take that hayride strong.
It's breathing free for 24 hours, even after a day of apple picking strong.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms, guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15, see store or staples.com for details.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
All right, so let's get to the heart of the medical matters that are of interest and import this week. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. If you are gaining weight or you're depressed, have no energy, it's probably your thyroid. That was the focus of the Forbidden Doctor podcast. You're up to tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people now taking this podcast, right?
Almost.
Almost.
Almost to that second number you just mentioned.
All right, that's good. So, what do we have? What's the focus of the Forbidden Doctor podcast?
The latest one is the Forbidden Cure for Heartburn and Acid Reflux.
Really?
Something that can usually be eliminated within 2 or 3 days of starting that procedure. And it's free at ForbiddenDoctor.com. The information is.
Yeah, information. Sign up for the podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. All right, so now we have Pepsi Cola today, a story at DougStefan.com about Pepsi Cola telling everybody, we are the heroes. We are farmers. No, that's right. We are Pepsi. Right. So they're getting rid of aspartame. I thought this would be a good time for a collective conversation about aspartame and some of these other sweeteners that are really not good for you. They're very bad for you. Aspartame, even that name sounds bad. So what is it?
Well, how does amino sweet sound? They're changing the
better.
Name.
Amino
like sweet. Amino, like an amino acid. Yeah. There are two amino acids involved in the production of aspartame, which is now amino sweet, and these two amino acids break down with a methanol bridge between the two, so that when you drink this stuff, normal body temperature will free the methanol, wood alcohol, the thing we were warned about when we were kids not to drink because it causes blindness,
right,
is actually released into the bloodstream by the...
We were told when we were kids lots of things caused blindness. They weren't.
Well, there's some pretty good evidence for methanol.
Oh, okay. That even sounds horrible. Methanol sounds like it would kill you.
Well, it's an alcohol. It's an alcohol that has a different construction than ethanol, and the body can metabolize ethanol, but not methanol.
So we could drink gasoline and we'd be all set. Ethanol is made from corn or from any kind of forage.
Well, that's one of the that's one of the most common sources of it anymore.
Right. Yeah.
But with aspartame, I mean, this is they were playing around with this stuff. G.D. Searle, the drug company, was playing around with this stuff back in the 80s. Because they thought they had found a new ulcer drug. And somebody said, hey, this stuff is really sweet. And so G.D. Searle, that was eventually absorbed by Monsanto, which, of course, has got the bad name now, put this product out and bypassed a lot of the required safety testing that was necessary for other things like saccharin. Saccharin finally got banned, and then it was back, and then there's saccharin warnings that wherever they're using saccharin now because it causes cancer in laboratory rats.
Right.
And there's plenty of independent studies on aspartame that had a very similar effect on animal tissue.
Right.
And so now, because of all the bad press, Pepsi's just dropped it all together. There's some other people getting ready to drop this sweetener, but look for the new name Amino Sweet, because that is what Monsanto is changing its name to.
Oh, Monsanto's responsible for this.
So that's my question. How do they get away with just changing the name of aspartame without changing not one little bit of the formulation?
Well, there's an underlying assumption there, Jen, that the FDA is working for you.
I would imagine that there's... I don't think that they do. Believe me, I'm not delusional. But I would imagine that there have to be a lot of watchdog groups that are going to keep an eye on
this. Oh, there are. There's watchdog groups already raising hell about this. Mm-hmm. They're already upset that, no, you need to go back to the drawing board and start all over again and start releasing some internal tests that were going on. In fact, about the time that aspartame was approved, there was a change in the FDA director. And it was the approval of it was held up till the new FDA director came in, and then after the new one...
We used to work for Monsanto. A couple of years ago, Coca-Cola tested ads
in newspapers defending the safety of aspartame. That's how easy it is to hoodwink people on stuff like this, especially if you've got the government behind you.
Well, you look at how much money Monsanto gives out every year for re-election campaigns.
Right, that's it, yeah. They are evil. That's Dr. Evil. His name is Monsanto. All right, so there's Jack. Don't forget to sign up for the Forbidden Doctor podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Milo had trained Chopper not just to sick, but to sick specific parts of the human anatomy.
So darling, darling, stand by me.
Did you believe that was Richard Dreyfuss?
Stand by me.
Number one movie this week in 1966.
Stand by me.
Theme song by Ben E. King. How many people remember, or can you even remember, or not blow your mind out when you think this was 1986 when these kids were in this movie? Oof. All right, keep going with the clips, Kara.
Mickey's a mouse, Donald's a duck, Pluto's a dog. What's Goofy?
What are you going to do, shoot us all?
Always. Just you.
No,
so this is a movie, if I remember correctly, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. It was very inexpensive to make, wasn't it?
Well, it was directed by Rob Reiner. The budget was pretty low.
Yeah, and made lots of money.
It was a big hit.
Yeah, it was. So who else was in it besides Richard Dreyfuss?
Corey Feldman was in it.
Yeah.
Wasn't
Kiefer Sutherland?
Yeah, he played the bully bad guy.
Yeah.
And Jerry O'Connell, right?
Jerry O'Connell.
Was it Will Wheaton in it too?
Will Wheaton was in it, and River Phoenix, right?
Oh, Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just said Corey Feldman.
Oh, Corey Feldman, sorry.
So this is one of the first movies for Sutherland, wasn't it?
They're all young kids.
They're all kids. Yeah, right. All right, so a remembrance here, 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here with movie news right after this on Good Day.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000, and his fee was 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low-interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account, and as few as 5 days, and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, filler paper and folders, just 1 cent. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Filler paper limit 3, folder limit 10. In-store only while supplies last. Ends 8/15.
Chuck Curry, the movie man on the Good Day program. Movie news includes The Rock and Zac Efron doing a Baywatch movie, huh?
Yeah, I read that yesterday. Zac Efron is in talks to join Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You really don't got to call him The Rock anymore because he's pretty popular. Yeah. Dwayne Johnson. And the big screen version of Baywatch. The film will be rated R and similar in tone to what they've done to the 21 Jump Street franchise. You know, I don't know if the world needs a Baywatch movie, but if they do it with that
sure
tone, it'll probably work.
Yeah. Yeah, of course it'll work, one way or another.
Another story, Doug, that broke yesterday. Bill Murray is in Boston filming a cameo for director Paul Feig's all-female Ghostbuster movie. Now, a lot of people are asking the question, what cameo is he going to play? Is he going to play Dr. Peter Venkman, his character from the original Ghostbusters franchise? I'm going to say 99% no, because Dan Aykroyd already filmed the cameo last month. He's going to play a cab driver, not his Ghostbusters character. So you're not going to have Bill Murray play Venkman and Bill Murray play a new character in the film.
Why would they do that? Instead of
I don't like the idea of them doing cameos of different characters, but I have to believe that they, if they made Bill Murray play his original character, they would have to rewrite the whole storyline of the script, and I just don't see that happening. So we'll see how that plays out. Bill Murray will be in Ghostbusters 3, but most likely, at least in my opinion, not as a Ghostbuster.
All right. You notice that Mark Hamill at all these autograph circumstances has been signing, and some people have been talking about what he's been saying. Pretty interesting. There's a story at DougStephan.com, some of the captions on these cards. They're like baseball cards now, right? These Star Wars cards are tradable like old baseball cards?
I'm not that familiar with them, but I know one thing. These actors, especially a guy like Mark Hamill, probably could get $100 a signature. Yeah. So they make, even Burt Reynolds is doing these trade shows, his son and his name making, I think Burt Reynolds is only charging $50. I know somebody went to one of them last month and saw him, but yet the huge, huge market.
Force Awakens opens December 18th, for those of you who are trying to keep track of that. Doug Stephan's Good Day program with Chuck Curry, who's the expert in videos, DVDs, movies, etc., here every day on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.